the same day as me? I've never met anyone with the same birth date. Al laughed and said, well, she's a bit older, 10 years, but just as pretty as you are. Thank you, I said. I was nothing if not polite. Some of the other executives in the room made small talk and asked me what I liked to do, my favorite subjects in school, my favorite sports. I said I really liked basketball. I had a hoop over my garage, so I played a lot. I told them that reading and English were probably my best subjects and that I really enjoyed reading books and did a lot of it at home. So you've probably read the books that this movie is based on, then? Al said. I told him, I don't know what books you mean. My agent said she thought it was a Western. Ah, well, it is a bit, Al said. A pioneer Western, you could say. Little House on the Prairie? I bounced up and down in my chair. I've read all of those books. I loved them. That's what this is? Neat! The executives laughed at that and asked me if I knew which role I was being considered for. Oh, I'm sure it must be Mary, right? You got it, Melissa, Al said. You certainly have the blue eyes for it. Again, I said, thank you. As the meeting came to an end, Al said, so, Melissa, do you think you'll be able to read for the role of Mary? Absolutely, I said. I'm so excited. It'll be fun. All right, then. We'll be in touch with your agent about that. We shook hands all around, and I practically skipped my way out of that room back to the reception area where my mother was waiting for me. Mom, it's Little House on the Prairie. That's the Western. When I got home, I pulled out my copy of Little House on the Prairie from my bookshelf and began to reread it, trying to envision myself in the Mary role, but also trying not to get my hopes up. As I turned the pages, I began to realize something. Mary doesn't do a lot. As a matter of fact, nobody really does very much except Laura and Pa. Mary and Ma were there, to be sure, but everything seems to revolve around Pa and Half Pint. This was not something I, as an actress, would ever have brought up if I was lucky enough to land the role. During the course of the series, this became a major source of conflict between Mike Landon and Ed Friendly, the other executive producer. Ed wanted to stick faithfully, if not slavishly, to the 9 Little House books, and the pilot was based on the entire second book, Little House on the Prairie. Mike realized there would not be enough inherent drama if they only used the material in the books, and also that the characters of Ma and Mary would not be fully fleshed out. He wanted the series to run for several years at 24 episodes a year. It was a battle Mike Landon and Ed Friendly fought for quite a while. I still loved these books, though, and thought how much I and other kids would love to see a movie and TV show based on them. At school the next day, I quickly forgot all about Little House and immersed myself in trying to win the aluminum can drive for charity. I went all around my neighborhood, door to door, asking for aluminum cans, and even recruited my 2 best friends, identical twins named Pam and Tam, to help. They were great sports and even did the unthinkable with me. We donned overalls and rubber gloves and dumpster dove in back of some apartment buildings. Completely disgusting. But I won the aluminum can drive by a mile, and better than that, Pam and Tam and I have been best friends for almost, 40 years. The following week, I did, in fact, have my appointment at Paramount Studios to read for the part of Mary. I wore the same outfit that I'd worn to my NBC meeting. We actors are a superstitious bunch. If it works, we stick with it. My mother and I arrived at the studio and walked to the building that housed the production offices. It was a smallish, 2-story building with narrow hallways and a narrow flight of stairs to the second level, and it was located right across the street from a courtyard that served as the exterior for the high school in Happy Days, which was also to be shot at Paramount. Once again, I signed in, but this time received my sides, pages of script to be performed or read in the audition, and went to a quiet place to read them over. I went in when I was called, and because it was the end of the day, they got right down to business, said hello, and had me do the scene. I thought I did a good job. They seemed to like my acting, but really, you never can tell. Again, handshakes all around, and the usual thank yous and we'll let you knows. So, I was finished, and we left the office. Interior, hallway, day. Melissa and her mother exit the outer office into the hallway. A voice booms from behind them. Male voice. You're going the wrong way. Melissa's mother turns around and practically faints. Mother, under her breath. You didn't tell me he was in your meeting? Melissa. Oh, you didn't ask me. Reverse angle. Michael Landon, with devilish charm. You two do want.